You are listening to Swimming World Radio, produced in conjunction with the World Championship Sports Network, who is broadcasting video of the 2007 World Championships through their website at WCSN.com. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen to the interviews.
Well, I'm outside the locker room after one of the greatest nights of USA Swimming. After setting a number of world records, I caught up with the heads men's coach, Bob Bowman. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Hey, Brent. Great to be with you.
I don't know how to even start this interview. We lead off with a world record from Michael Phelps. What was going through your veins?
Well, a little bit of shock, I have to admit, because that's, in my opinion, probably the toughest world record to break, and I really wasn't expecting it. So it was a pleasant surprise.
Well, his last turn, which is sort of becoming his trademark.
Right.
What did you think when you saw that turn?
Well, when I saw him accelerate into the turn, and when he just kind of came out and threw his legs in, I thought that he was going to go pretty fast. I wasn't sure he would get to the record until about halfway down the lap, but at that point, I kind of felt like he could do it.
Let's comment a little bit on Natalie. She follows up immediately with another world record, her own world record. She's been sitting on for like 5 years.
Well, I think it was great to see Natalie have a breakthrough after just really trying hard for a long time to get back there. And it's a good lesson for all swimmers to know that, you know, everybody has plateaus, and if you stick with it long enough, you can break through. I thought it was fantastic. Her 50 was amazing, 28.3.
So what's going through the team at that point? All the energy, what's happening?
I'd say we were on fire at that point, and it just kept going. We had a great women's mile. I mean, an amazing swim by Kate Ziegler.
Well, before that, that's Aaron Pearsall.
Oh, that's right. Did we have Aaron?
Yes, we had Aaron.
Aaron sets a world record.
Aaron has the best last 15 meters of anybody I've ever seen. He's very similar to Michael in that they just don't slow down. And he was amazing in the last 15 meters.
Yeah, it's another gear.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's another gear, but it's the same one, and it doesn't slow down. He is really good at just maintaining tempo and getting his hand on the wall. I just thought it was a fantastic swim, the first guy to go 52.
And Ryan Lochte, he was right there stroke for stroke.
Ryan did an awesome job, another best time, and really pushed Aaron to the record. So it's great to have two U.S. guys out there on top of the world.
Well, then steps up Brendan Hansen.
That's right. In the 50, which is not really his forte. So I thought he had a great stroke and really showed some real speed. So we'll see what he can do tomorrow night. Should be fun.
So let's get back to Katie. Here we got the 1500, a wicked pace.
Yeah, the wicked pace, and she held on to it really well. To be within 8/10 of Janet Evans' record is an unbelievable achievement. She did it just in spectacular fashion. She was actually challenged at the end and really held off Rigamonti, which I thought was very impressive.
Yeah, with Manadou setting the pace out in the outside lane and then Rigamonti coming in the closing, she had to be watching both sides.
Exactly, yeah. She knew what she was doing. She had some legs left at the end.
Then we end up with Tara Kirk, who probably had the toughest race of all the races tonight with the USA, coming down, having to be in the backyard of Liesl Jones. How did she hold up?
I thought she held up well. You know, she gave Liesl Jones all she could handle. And just did a tremendous job. That's an excellent time for her. So I think she's on the upswing, which is great. It's where you want to be this year.
That's true. You're 1 year out from the big Olympics. So what can we expect tomorrow?
Well, we've got a big day tomorrow. We're going to have finals of the men's 200 fly, which I hope will be good. And we have the finals of the 50 breast. We'll have semis of the 200 IM, see Ryan and Michael in that one, I hope, and I think they're going to be very fast. The men's 100 free starts tomorrow, so we've got some good events coming up. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, appreciate taking the time to join us, and keep up the great work,
Glad
Bob.
To do it. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it.